Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got Michael Reagan. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Michael is the first time on the show. Hopefully it won't be the last. He's the son of President Ronald Reagan. He's the president of Reagan.com. He's also the founder of the Reagan Group. He's the author of a number of books. He is a former talk show host. Many of you heard him for decades on the radio, and he finally got smart and stopped that. And he's here to talk to us about a number of things, but hopefully I want to get him talked about his dad just a little bit. Michael Reagan, welcome to the show.
It's good to be with you. You know, interesting enough, yesterday and today I'm actually guest hosting here in Los Angeles for the first time like in forever. I've liked doing a talk show, and I went, my goodness gracious, what's this all about? I got to talk to people for 3 hours.
Yeah. I think most talk show hosts look in the mirror in the morning and say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Oh, no, most people listen to you think you only work that during
exactly.
those hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you don't work 3 hours a day. You have plenty of time for everything else.
Of course, Michael, I'm a small business owner, that means I can work half days, and I get to choose which 12 hours, too, by the way.
Wow, well, that's great.
Hey, Michael, thanks again for being here, and I want to say something that I know you get all the time. Your father is one of my heroes, and he didn't have to deal with some of the things that Lincoln and Washington did, but in terms of what I think I saw about his heart and how he felt about America, I put him on that same level as those guys, and he certainly contributed significantly to bringing down the Soviet Union. And would you talk about him just a little bit, please?
Well, you know, he did have a great heart. You know, it's interesting, Alec Baldwin and I were talking here about 2 years ago. We came out of the gym together, and I said to Alec, you know, my name is Mike Reagan. Jane Wyman's my mother. And he looked at me and I said, well, I said, I really had two shots. I said, if I told you Ronald Reagan was my dad, I thought I'd have to duck. But I thought I'd tell you Jane Wyman was my mother. And that way you go, wow.
Oh, Academy Award winning actress Jane Wyman.
Right. Yeah. And he said, you know, you're the only one that can do that. I said, I know. And so we sat there and talked for a moment. He said, you know, I want you to tell your family something for me. I said, what would that be? I miss your father. I said, you miss my
father?
You disagreed with everything he ever stood for. And he said, I know, but I've come to realize lately that your father had a good soul.
Yeah.
And what this world is missing today is that soul. And he was so right. I think he put it better than any Republican could ever put it.
Yeah.
Really, that good soul of Ronald Reagan. And people who even might disagree with him, Alec Baldwin, politically, really.
Well, that was an intellectually honest moment for him, wasn't it?
Well, it was an unbelievable moment.
Yeah. Good for Alec. I'm glad he did that.
It showed Alec had a soul.
That's exactly right. And what do we need to do, Michael, to get that kind of soul back in Washington? To get more people with that kind of core back in Washington?
Well, I tell you, one thing is probably get politicians to start acting again like real politicians instead of trying to be talk radio acting, you know, people. I think Washington's starting to sound like talk radio. Let's yell and scream at each other
right.
And not get anything accomplished.
Right.
You know, my father was somebody, you know, I say this when I go out and speak, that, you know, let's be honest, would Ronald Reagan today be able to get the nomination of his own party?
How would
they see him? Would the Democrats today nominate John F. Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
So you have the two iconic figures mm-hmm. of either party who may not even be nominated by their respective parties because Kennedy would be seen as too conservative.
Yeah.
Remember, he was pro-military and
right.
for cutting taxes.
He actually cut taxes, right, yeah.
And you had Ronald Reagan, who, forget him as president, if you only knew him as governor, was somebody who had to raise taxes. He signed the abortion bill, signed no-fault divorce.
Right.
And would the Republican Party today nominate someone who was a union leader?
Mm-hmm.
So he would have to battle his way to the nomination. And so we have to look at the parties. Have they tried to become so pure that, in fact, it's hurting the United States of America? And my answer is, yeah, I think so, that they have tried to become so pure that there's no negotiation room.
Well, there's only the left and there's only the right anymore, isn't there?
Yeah, there's only the left, there's only the right. And, you know, I think about my father back in 1981 when he signed the largest tax break in American history, August 13th.
I remember that well.
And I remember, you know, that Tip O'Neill actually came on board with that. And Tip O'Neill was invited up to the White House. And he went up to the White House, visited my father, and came back. When he came back to the, you know, to the House, he said, and he went up to the House of Representatives, he said he's on board with the president for tax breaks. And his staff looked at him like, what? I mean, what did the president, what did the president say to you?
What did he put in your,
what
in your scotch?
What did he offer you to get you on board? And the answer from Tip O'Neill is simple. He said to his staff, he said, I was up there. He never mentioned taxes all night long.
Wow.
So what did he talk about? He talked about the greatness of American people, the goodness of America.
Vision.
What can we do working together?
That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
We don't have that now.
That's the thing.
We do not have that today.
When I compared your father to Lincoln and Washington, that's what I was talking about, Michael. And Tip O'Neill saw it early on. And you're right, we don't have that. And I don't know what it's going to take to get that back. But let me ask you a question, because we're going to move on to other topics in the next segment. But what would your father say if he were addressing the two parties today? What would he say to them?
What would he say to both parties? He would say, he would probably bring them both into the Oval Office, if he was president, and say, guys, we're not helping America by acting the way we're acting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find common ground and work together. If you look at my father's, you know, if you ever go to my father's gravesite, Simi Valley at the library, and you see what's written over his gravesite, he says, you know, in all men there are good. Find the good.
Mm-hmm.
We today don't try to find the good. We're trying to find the bad. Because by finding the bad, we get ratings. I can get ratings by finding the bad.
Right.
I don't
exactly.
get ratings by finding the good.
Exactly.
And you may want to do that with talk radio, but when it comes to politics, find
well, we don't do that on this show. I'll tell you that. And folks, the better angels of our nature. That's what Lincoln said. That's what Reagan was talking about. Michael Reagan and I will be right back. And by the way, that's Reagan.com is his website. When we come back, I'm going to see what Michael thinks about the Supreme Court case that we know about from last week. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.